Dr. Jerry Jacobs is the Disaster Mental Health Institute director at the University of South Dakota. USD is the first school in the country to offer a full curriculum in disaster psychology. Since 1993, the Institute has been training experts in how to help victims maintain mental health in the wake of what can be very tragic events.
The school shootings in Newtown, in the bombing in the Boston Marathon, in the tornadoes this morning, one of the things that was talked about at the top of the story was the importance of psychological support for those affected. So we're seeing a much greater understanding of the importance of this, and I think that awareness really, you know, has helped to improve the disaster response.
Jacob says there's evidence that shows a series of disasters can build up stress and change the way everyone responds to tragedy.
Well, we definitely see the effects of cumulative stress. Stress tends to be additive, so if people are subjected to repeated disasters, it really can start to wear down on them. We saw this for a number of years when the terrorist attacks were more common in the Middle East. The populations that were being affected tended to carry a heavier and heavier burden over time, and it began to really wear on them.
Climate scientists are telling us that we may see more natural disasters as climate change progresses, given that these disasters could come on top of terrorist attacks and other tragedies. Could we see some of this disaster stress and cumulative stress build up right here in our own communities?
Oh, I think that's a definite possibility. If the climate change happens, as seems to be predicted by the meteorologists and climatologists, I think we're going to see these kinds of disasters become more common, along with both drought and flood that we've experienced in recent years here in South Dakota. And it really does begin to wear on people over time.
And what can folks do to combat this? What can people do to stay mentally healthy?
Well, one of the things that we've been working on is the strategies that are recommended by the National Biodefense Science Board, which is the group chartered by Congress to develop disaster preparedness and response plans for the country. And in terms of psychological support, they recommended the development of community-based psychological first aid. And so what we've been trying to do is to have public courses trying to study the effectiveness of the training and try to get that form of psychological support more available to the general public. Currently, we're particularly working on providing psychological support training for veterans and also for EMS personnel.
So then I guess with all this, is it basically the idea that the kind of mental health training that professionals get who respond to disasters all the time, that same kind of mental health training should be made more widely available to the public?
Well, absolutely. And that's what the National Biodefense Science Board recommended, that the general public be trained in community-based psychological first aid as well as the professionals. And in fact, the American Red Cross is field testing a 4-hour course in psychological first aid right now that we're hoping to begin testing in the Sioux Falls area within the next couple of months.
And what is community-based psychological first aid? How does that work?
Well, it's a technique that has been used in many parts of the world for quite a few years now. It had been chosen by the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies as the featured strategy for helping developing countries develop psychological support programs. And basically, it teaches the general public how to support one another during difficult times. So it's not just designed for the huge disasters like last night's tornado, but also for the day-to-day difficulties in life. And it teaches very basic skills that most people already have, but it teaches them how to use it more effectively and basically how to be able to take care of their friends and family and neighbors and worker colleagues more effectively.
Dr. Jacobs, I really want to thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be able to talk with you.